When Kim Janey took over the Boston mayor's office back in March, she inherited a pair of scandals involving police officers, one charged with molesting children and another accused of domestic abuse. Both policemen are now gone. But, as WBUR's Allie Charmanning found, Janey has yet to answer questions about other officers accused of misconduct.
Boston Acting Mayor Kim Janey fired Commissioner Dennis White after learning he was accused of assaulting two women years earlier. And Janey said she was heartbroken and angry to learn that Patrick Rose remained on the police force for 22 years after he was accused of child rape. She's repeatedly vowed to release more information about officers accused of wrongdoing going forward.
My administration is bringing a new era of transparency and accountability to all corners of city government.
Just last week, Janey condemned the department's decision to keep the sexual abuse allegations against Patrick Rose secret for decades.
Certainly, transparency should have been the order of the day back in 1995, 1996, and swift action should have been taken.
But Janey has transparency problems of her own. Over the past 4 months, her administration has repeatedly withheld records on other officers accused of misconduct. That includes 13 officers who the department found committed domestic violence over the past decade. The department won't even provide their names or say whether they remain on the force today. That secrecy concerns some advocates, including civil rights attorney Howard Friedman.
Saying we're transparent and accountable, but we can't tell you anything about that, makes one feel that perhaps that's not true.
Boston police records also show the daughter of an officer still with the department told Hingham police in 2014 that her father sexually abused her at their home. A Hingham detective reported the abuse to Boston police, which ruled the complaint was unfounded. But the department declined to provide further information, including whether the policeman has been accused in other incidents. Separately, the department says in the last 10 years, it's sustained sexual assault allegations against another officer no longer with the department, but refused to provide the person's name or other details. Advocates for sexual assault survivors criticized Boston's decision to withhold information. Dwayne DeFore is the interim executive director of the Boston Area Rape Crisis Center.
If the goal is to build trust in the system, if the goal is to ensure that survivors feel safe and comfortable going to the police, then issues like this have to be brought to light and they have to be addressed.
Boston gave different explanations for not providing the records. A Janey spokesperson says the city simply needs more time to respond to some requests. That includes a request WBUR made more than 3 months ago for a list of investigations into officer misconduct. The law normally requires a response within 10 business days. Boston also says it's barred under state law from providing records for officers accused of domestic violence or sexual assault. That law is intended to protect victims. Janey's office wouldn't explain how it was able to release some records about Patrick Rose and Dennis White, but can't for other officers accused of sexual or domestic violence. Margot Lindauer directs the Domestic Violence Institute at Northeastern University. She's struck by the inconsistency.
Why are they sharing some and not others? And if it's in the interest of victim safety, which I imagine they would say, how can they share that while not disclosing the identity of the victim? There are lots of ways to do that.
The Boston Globe is also suing the city for withholding additional records on White and Rose. Janey declined to be interviewed for this piece, but in May, after releasing some of the Patrick Rose documents, she defended her record on WBUR's Radio Boston.
I have already done, in my first 6 weeks in office, more to release files, to be transparent than anyone that I can think of in recent history.
Still, critics hope the city goes much further and releases files on other officers accused of wrongdoing. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Allie Jarmanning.